slave chains. They treated us like a dog, you know. You know, that's how they was treating us. They worked us like a dog. But we worked and we tried to, you know, smile and still be good, you know. But they really did us bad. You know, I never was prejudiced myself. Mm-hmm. Never was really prejudiced. But it was a lot of white people that I didn't like, that I still don't like. But, you know, I know prejudice wasn't a thing.
You mentioned that, you know, we mentioned work and how they, you know, kind of worked you like a dog. Like, what was that work experience like?
Yeah, it was in Tupelo, Mississippi, in Jackson, Tennessee. It's a lot of the towns that I lived in, I can't remember, you know. Everywhere I went, it was prejudice. My job was feeding animals, cows, picking cotton, doing all that stuff. You know, anything that you do on the farm, I did it.
Do you know, like what year, like specific year or years or like time frame this was?
It started in 59. It went all up. It was up to 68. That's when it started. I was doing some everything. You know, we were like the crew. We worked. We couldn't go to school like we really wanted to, but we went to school trying to make it.
The farm you worked at, was that a family farm?
The guy would rent us the farm. We would raise stuff on the farm, and he get half of it. He didn't do nothing, but he got half of whatever we got off the farm. They gave us a big farm, you know. We had a big farm, and we worked it.
And John, I think the Shia mentioned that you had a relative that was actually encountered by the KKK, who was had a very heavily presence in the South during that time. Like, talk about that situation and just kind of, you know, how that impacted you or how you saw racism at that time.
Okay, the experience with the KKK was, well, I knew him, but, you know, I mean, I didn't mess around with my dad, you know. And my dad, he got, you know, put down for real bad. You know, he jumped on him about something, and they cut his throat, and they beat him, stabbed him, and they did everything to him. They killed him. I just don't know. After that, I don't know.
Do you know, like, what led up to that moment? Like, how did that even happen?
You know, something he did. He did to them. Because they were doing the same thing to him, you know, back and forth. He did something to them. It was three or four of them at one time. He got it. He killed it. That was it.
And how did you find out about that?
Well, I found out about it, I think it was the next day. I was in Chicago, and he was in Jackson, Tennessee. You know, somebody had told my mother or somebody. I heard about it right away.
Growing up, how did your parents ever talk to you about how to navigate society, you know, with racism going on and being black?
Because it wasn't really too much to talk about, you know, so all the kids that was growing up knew. They knew better. They knew what was happening. You know, they weren't out there being like no little puppy dog, but they knew what was going on.
The owners of the farm that rented to your family, they were white. Did you guys ever have, like, that conversation about, like, you know, the racial tensions and everything going on?
Never did. Never did. Never heard no kind of racist. But see, where they were, it was people that we was around, and, you know, they was white people. Yeah, at least you could come in. Come out and pick at us about our fields. So we had our fields growing so nice. And they couldn't grow down like that. And, you know, they always criticized and stuff. But they kind of stayed the ground and stuff, you know.
What would they say?
They weren't going to come through with no bop. I was going to say, because we just threw it right back at them.